Last time on Tales of Morterra.
The party tried to sell the blueprints of the combustion engine to the School of Artificery, but our ruse was discovered and we had to skip town. On the way to the capital, Sasha and Will made contact to Sasha's mother via sending and found out that it had only been 18 months in the material plane. Once arriving to the capital, the party chose new names and, via Howe, got introduced to Hurinel Boondiggles, a fellow revolutionary who took us into her house and told us about the legends of the city, including an old tunnel system underground where there's supposed to be a pool full of holy water.
Okay, so have a nice long rest in Hurinel Boondiggle's house, and then what do you want to do?
Okay, so I would quite like to go and do some research, so we can actually perhaps find an entrance to these tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask around, see if there's a network of, thieves, rogues, thieves can speakers that could help direct towards them, tunnels.
I think Sasha's just going to go with Rumpel Jerry, because I don't think she could do anything of particular help other than that.
Howe would like to completely ignore the tunnels and just get a vibe of the city. So probably try and find some recent newspapers at the library that Will's looking at, etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That sort of thing, to see what the current heartbeat is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we go with Rumpeljerry and Sasha first, I think, what's the plan?
I would ask Hurinel Boondiggers where I could find the bars and places that are least frequented by the guards, where there's the most likelihood of finding informants who, don't mind giving away information for a little money that might not be legal to give, and such, other hiding places.
He tells you that you're best off checking more towards the centre of town, because as it's kind of expanded outwards, the inside has become more and more neglected. So it's a little bit more of a anything goes kind of zone.
I would not have expected that. Usually for big cities, the inner city is bright and grand and full of splendor. This is an odd town, odd country.
Well, when the halflings took over, they built their palace right on the coast and have kind of expanded outwards along the shore and up both rivers, and then between the area is kind of the worst part of town. With, less access to fresh drinking water and things like that.
Of course. So we head off towards the old inner city.
Mm-hmm.
And try to find an entrance of a bar that's not out immediately on the street, but on some dim dark side street alleyway for even double forgotten about vibes.
Give me an investigation, please.
Can do.
Can I either assist or roll myself?
Yeah.
Which one would you rather be?
My investigation is a +1, so...
Mine's a +3, so I'll roll as well.
Yeah. Don't film me now, trans dice.
Oh, no, +3.
That's a 6.
That is also a 6. We're so great in cities, guys. We know exactly how cities work.
You get mugged. I think with 2 6s, you get mugged.
Oh no, how much do we lose?
I pull my short sword on them. Fuck you, no we don't.
I panic and grab my pan flute instead of a sword.
Let's just make this an opposed D20 roll, I think, plus your attack modifier, and we'll see how you do against the muggers. Because I don't think we want to turn this into a whole encounter.
Probably not.
Yeah, true.
Okay, 16 plus 8 is a 24 to hit. Does Emma give me any bonus?
I think you just handily deal with the muggers.
Do I mug them now? It's a lawless land.
Yeah, if you want to.
Sure, yes.
I can't remember where the attack modifier is.
Rumpeljerry has defended you from the muggers and found 8 copper.
Okay, cool.
That's it? Wow. I'm glad they didn't mug me, though, because that would be way more money lost.
Thank you. I just awkwardly put the pan flute away, just like, I didn't mean to grab that.
Well, I'm sure you could have. It would have become useful. Can't you cast spells with that?
True, but it's not the most intimidating.
Who cares about intimidating once you pull out, I don't know, fireball? I don't know what you can cast.
I can't cast that. I can call them ugly, and sometimes that knocks people out.
Just don't sell yourself short so much. I know a weapon is more imposing, but magic, when in action, is way more flashy and can often be way more dangerous.
True, but I think if someone's trying to mug me, I want them to back off straight away, not once their face is burning.
Understandable.
Well, this is going on. How's it going in the library?
Hi.
Probably a lot less rambunctious.
We'd probably be finding a new library if we're getting mugged in the library, let's be honest.
What, like you're not prepared for the librarian to pull a knife on you, SMH?
Only a pen knife.
Only a pen knife. I'm gonna go to the city, sort of like whatever's like the main public library to start with. Like, sort of, I want to get a general feel for sort of what information is available publicly first before we sort of try and dive into anything restricted.
Yeah, so I think you go to the main public library. It's mostly fiction, but there is a small history section, which straight away, I think, especially how you notice, is fairly biased in a particular direction.
What?
No.
I'm shocked.
No way. I quickly skim past the obvious propaganda and try to get to, like, sort of actual history section, like, or stuff about this legend, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's less blatant propaganda and more history is written by the victors kind of thing.
Yeah.
But go ahead and give me an investigation check. I think with advantage, because that just makes sense with your researcher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Investigation with advantage. And please don't give me double ones like you did last time. Got it, dice?
Knock on wood.
Okay. 15 plus 8 is 23.
Okay, yeah. You do actually manage to find a biography of Tiago the Fourth.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a couple of books of just the history of the city.
Yep. And, like, if there's a history of the royal palaces that can be thrown in there as well, that'd be wonderful. But, like, we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's fair with that role.
Yeah. Amazing. Right. Sit down, do some serious studying. How did you need help were you looking at for anything?
No, fear not. You enjoy your books. I know how you like them. I'll just poodle down to the archive.
Okay, I just wanted to check if you need anything, because this is going to be a several-hour commitment, probably.
Oh, likewise. I have several months of newspapers to trawl through.
All right. Have fun.
You too. And yeah, I would like to head to the inevitable cellar where they keep the, what's it called? The newspaper reading machine.
The microfiche.
Thank you, microfiche.
The fantasy microfiche.
Yes. And just like, I'm not going super in detail unless anything absolutely takes my notice. I think it's more what has been being publicized over the last few months. And ideally, there'll be like a mix of tabloid and broadsheet. Like, the goal is also, her classic was like infiltrating court and stuff. So gossip is absolutely part of her currency.
Yeah, I think you definitely pick up some juicy gossip. There's rumours that the twin prince and princess, that only one of them is actually the crown princes, but those are mostly in the tabloids, so take that with a grain of salt, maybe. There's some news reports vaguely referencing your various activities, you reckon? And also just some other sabotage from the terrible revolutionaries who are trying to bring down law and order and justice and all of that stuff. And yeah, also just some shipping reports I think you come across that sound like they might be relevant for a little bit, and then it turns out it's just shipping reports.
Well, I do love shipping reports, especially when it ends up that tons is probably too much, but lots and lots. No, I shouldn't say that in public. Yeah, well, the book club will be the book club. She starts humming to herself and thumbing her earrings. Made of expedite.
Do you want to give me an investigation roll to see if you can find anything more specific?
Yeah. That's an 18.
Okay. One team is rolling a lot better than the other team.
We took the cushy job.
Yep. To be fair, we did go, we're in a brand new city with lots of money on us and probably quite nice looking clothes. Let's go to crime.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to visit some crime.
Let's go to the crime quarter.
I mean, I know I didn't explicitly say, but like, I think it was an oversight of Rob Jerry, or she would have swapped into some more less overt clothes to before going to the explicitly looking out thieves.
Mm.
Should I roll for that?
No, I think it's fair to say you've just done that.
I think it's funny if we just didn't think about changing clothes.
Yes, funny or logic, that's the dilemma.
But yeah, you find some more believable court gossip, mostly about more minor royalty. You find something about the attack on the Institute of the Arcane, which they're not sure who instigated it, but it was probably Gnomus separatists. As well as something about the Decumvirate, actually, the government of the Void Islands, who appear to be gearing up for an unexpected election. These are the things that you find out.
Is that unexpected just to the news outlet? And they're not certain why, or is there any more detail?
There's rumours that there's going to be a change of government. One isn't due, and no one is telling anyone anything.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting.
How goeth the history books?
So what you managed to gather from the history books about Tiago's tunnels is a lot of people now think that they probably didn't exist because they've checked pretty much every inch of the palaces, because obviously it is a security risk, and haven't been able to find anything. But there's also one footnote in one of the books basically stating that Tiago would go out on his yacht quite a lot.
Hmm.
So it's entirely possible that he had another entryway. Because he was often seen going out on it, but not always seen coming back. Which may just be because it tended to come back quite late at night.
But. Hmm. Look over to Sheila, who's currently idly playing on the desk with a little bit of paper. I think I might need to get you to go get Thea. I think we might need to do a bit of scouting. Something for a bit later, perhaps. I go to... Is there a geography section?
I don't think there'd be a geography... Like, a dedicated geography section, though.
Maps?
I think there would be a map room.
Okay.
But you do need to book time in the map room.
Ah.
Because there's a lot of very old parchment in there.
Ah, right. I go and start negotiating, perhaps a little look at some local maps, so I can get an idea of the lay of the land before we do some scouting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make me a survival you for looking at maps.
Okay. Survival. That's cocked. That's a 9.
I think, because I made a luck roll to see if you would be able to get some time in the map room, and you can, but unfortunately I think you're maybe just not very good at reading maps.
Yeah.
You get a general idea of the layout of the city, which could be useful.
Yeah.
But not really any specifics.
Okay. That's fine. This is fine. As long as I can keep things oriented, it's a start. I could really do it with Rumpeljerry. But, oh well. We'll see how things go.
Rumpeljerry and Sorsha, as you're making your way back from Crime Town, can you both make me perception rolls, please?
Can do.
A fine thing to hear.
18.
16.
You don't notice anything.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm. It was an 18.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Terrifying. Thanks.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for that.
Uh-oh.
Love you.
Now I'm paranoid, out of character, but not in character.
Yeah, Sophie doesn't know shit, and now I'm stressed.
Rumpeljerry doesn't know shit, and would it make sense to do something investigative? Or would I have some kind of clue that this is... that there's something wrong at all?
I don't think so, beyond the general you're in a really dodgy area thing.
Yeah, fair. So, let's not lead them back to our base, because who knows who's watching and who might follow.
Are we taking the scenic route?
Yeah, I lean over to Saoirse. Let's take a long route and immediately head back. I don't know who might try to follow us, but I don't want to find out. And I think I'll try to end up at a bar somewhere as a just general nondescript public place.
Yeah.
Slosh was just complaining about Zeus.
Yeah. Sorry for the long walk.
You took us across half the city.
Yeah. I don't know who might see us. I don't know who might try to follow us. We are new in town and just showed up.
Yes, so why would anyone be following us if we're new in town and we don't know anyone here?
Easy pickings, fresh meat.
We already almost got mugged once.
Yes, exactly.
What are the chances of it happening again?
In that neighbourhood? Fairly decent.
The last half an hour we weren't even in that neighbourhood. Sasha isn't really annoyed, by the way, he's just kind of grumbling to grumble.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely fair. Makes us seem distracted.
Just made me walk across most of the city.
Well, we'll find a place to rest soon. I think there's some bars up this street. Looks like they got some kind of tavern signs-ish.
I need a drink.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Yeah, I think by this time it's probably early afternoon, so a lot of the... places that are bars rather than inns are opening up.
I don't think I've ever been to this kind of tavern.
A bar?
How are they making the lights do that?
Do you mean a bar? Or...
Is that what they're called?
Well, they're not really taverns. They mostly just serve alcohol, while some might have snacks too, but you certainly can't get a room there.
I had some things like this back home, but I never really went in them. Wasn't really an evening.
You hear a muffled drumbeat from inside one of them.
Oh my god, is it fantasy dubstep?
It is fantasy dubstep. Yes.
Yes!
Called Duck Step.
Oh, that's... That horrid Dragonborn music dubstep. I don't like it at all. Not one bit.
It's got a nice piece rhythm to it, though. It's sort of bobbing his head.
It does. It's just... It's not my style, I guess. If you like it, that's fine. I just can't get into it. This one seems alright. And I just duck into a random bar, I guess.
I mean, like I said, this is a street of bars, so what kind of bar do you want to duck into?
Gay bar.
Touché, fair enough. Again, something nondescript that doesn't look dirt poor, but also doesn't look like it is super fancy. Just, you know, as generic as you can get it. If it looks 100 years old, that's fine, but 200 years old would make it too much of a heritage bar, so it is. That makes it a little more suspicious and yada yada yada.
Okay, you duck into a surprisingly nondescript looking bar called Beer.
Short and to the point.
Amazing.
Straight and to the point. Gotta love that.
When you get in, you see they have like 12 different taps all doing different beers.
As I would expect. I'll head up over to the barman and order like a Weiss beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to get a seat that looks at the door so I can see who enters and leaves.
Sorcerer is going to get a glass of vodka equivalent to sip.
No, this place only does beer.
Oh. So she's going to get the strongest beer and is going to look sad that there are no spirits.
Excellent.
This one's got to be drunk. This is just like juice.
Delicious hoppy water.
Yeah. It's hop water for your crimes.
We can get something stronger afterwards if you want. Just needed something that doesn't look too out of place.
Does that make sense?
So are you waiting for anything in particular, sitting facing the door?
See if anyone enters within the next 15, 30-ish minutes.
Yeah, I mean some people come in and get drinks and have a seat and a little bit of a dance.
As you do.
While they're waiting for Grumble Jerry to stop feeling like someone's might be following them, Sorcerer is going to just go and dance.
Yeah.
Does anyone from the people who joined look like they might be from the poor areas of town?
We're profiling. Make me a perception roll.
My god.
Hey, I'm... How dare you? I am not racist.
No, you're classist.
Touché.
Touché.
To be fair, she's royalty, it tracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Perception, you said, right?
Yeah.
13.
No, this seems to be more of sort of a middle class crowd.
I think after like that half hour is up, Rumpel Jerry is convinced that it's fine, and motions for Sorcha to possibly head on. I guess
it like takes a minute because Sorcha's and enjoying this, but we'll leave with Rumpel Jerry.
Gotta wait for the song to finish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's a good song.
Rumpel Jerry will wait for that. And then toss silver towards whatever band was playing.
Mm-hmm.
That was so fun.
I'm glad. Do you still want a stronger drink?
Not right now.
Fair enough.
But that was fun. I need to do that again. Do you think I can play that?
If we find... Do you know how to read sheet music? How did they denote songs in the Feywilds?
Vibes, to be honest. Vibes and just learning, like, someone plays a song and you copy what they're playing.
Fair, fair. Perhaps I can't, perhaps we can find some way to teach you some more songs here, but that sounds fun.
Are you saying you're going to play it by ear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was trying to do a pun because it was like, oh, we'll see.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, play it by ear. I know that's... I forgot what that's a reference to and what podcast.
Oh, playing it by ear is... The expression means just like you hear it and then you play it.
Yes, mm-hmm. But then what's the pun?
Oh, because it's also, see, we'll see how things go.
Yeah.
Oh, I only heard it as, like, play it and just copy it from how you hear it all.
Idioms, sorry.
Idioms. Anyways, I turn to Saoirse. Would you want me to pick up a bottle of something stronger to enjoy later tonight?
Oh.
We don't have to drink at a bar.
Maybe a different night.
All right. So, shall we head home or do you want to do something?
Yeah, let's head home. My feet are hurting again.
That makes sense. All right. And I guess we head back to Boondiggle.
Mm-hmm. Library people, I assume you've got back to there by this point? Unless you have a post-library plan?
No, I'm heading back. Gonna go to sort of whichever room she's given us and recast Find Familiar so I can switch out to Thea.
Mm-hmm. And Thea's the owl.
Yes, that's correct.
Cool.
So I'm probably, given I'm doing it as a ritual, I'm probably still doing that when you get back. It's like an hour 10.
What is Howe doing when they get back?
I think she's probably, you know, caught up on whatever gossip with Hiranel that's going. And her goal will be probably to craft something this evening. So she'll be spending some time working some metals today.
Mm-hmm.
Probably nothing too fancy. In particular, but the goal will be to try and use her her heat metal spell and just try and slowly form maybe like a pendant for a necklace or something like that out of copper. Carefully just crafting that in her room.
Ah, yes, because it is AIM iron today, isn't it?
It is, yeah. She's got to take her time each day. Bless her. Mm-hmm. Literally bless her.
After I've summoned Thea, if everyone's back, I'm going to gather everyone together and sort of relay what I found from my research about the tunnels, about Jago, and the whole going out on the yacht thing. So, I'm going to eat some food, and then I'm probably going to be zoning out for the evening just to do a bit of scouting up and down the coast, see if I can spot any sort of secret alcoves, perhaps. Because that could be... Because if you're going out in a yacht, where are you going to from here?
Well, oh great and glorious DM, two questions, I guess. First of all, is the mention in the book of how long those yacht trips were? Are they like day trips or are they weekends away?
Mm.
Right? Because there's Satura, which is out in the bay in Ciudad de Mova. But then also there's a fort on the peninsula just to the southwest as well, right? That I guess Howe would know about. Is that owned by the royal family?
I mean, technically everything's owned by the royal family.
I can't argue about that for a very long time.
Howe, I think, because you've spent a lot of time in the city, I think you would know that that fort is of about that right period. Mm-hmm. The yacht trips are generally day trips. So if he'd be seen leaving in the morning, the yacht would be seen coming back in the evening.
So Satura is kind of too far for that, right?
Yeah, Satura would be a couple days each way.
Yeah. Okay, well, Howe will mention this to Will. There is a small fort out on the jaws of the bay, if you like, that I believe was built at a similar time to Tiago V's illegitimate reign.
Fourth.
Might be a good place to start, at least.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then I can definitely sort of do initial searching around there, see if that... I mean, there didn't seem to be any record of him going to the fort regularly, at least not mentioned in that book, so, or in the books I was reading, so perhaps there's a secret entrance around that area, or under there? I can do some scouting and see. But yeah, thanks, Hal. That gives me a good place to start looking.
Indeed, and I'm sure there are many smugglers' coves in the cliffs around as well.
Indeed. If I can get some sights on what might be good candidates, then perhaps we could go back with a actual boat tomorrow or the day after or something to go and actually have a look in person. See what we can find.
Quite reasonable. We could take a picnic.
That sounds wonderful. Make a day trip of it. On a boat. Boat trip. I'll do some scouting first. Or rather, Thea will do it for me, but after I've eaten so that I don't... Because, again, it's the senses thing. So, yeah.
Yes, we don't want you hyperfixating and forgetting your tea again.
It's more like, if I need to come down for food, I won't be able to see or hear, which makes it a little tricky to navigate things like stairs.
So we'll just have to bring you a tray?
Well, I think if I eat beforehand, then it should be alright. Because then I can just sit in one place and it's fine.
Make sure you use the bathroom before you do as well. You don't want to have to be
yes,
with that.
Yes, I will.
Especially if it will be a few hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good idea. Very good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, thankfully it should be a one-way trip flying-wise, because at the end I can just summon her back to my side, so...
Fancy.
So, yeah, we'll see how we go.
Is it worth me blessing Thea with additional sight, or does she already have keen senses?
She already has somewhat keen senses... keen hearing and sight.
Very well then.
But
Well, I could somewhat enhance her abilities for an hour, but that is all.
I don't think that'd necessarily add anything extra beyond her own capabilities.
Very well.
For what we're aiming to do, but thank you anyway.
I'm sure I could make her faster in flying.
It depends how long that lasts for, because, like, she's probably going to be having to fly for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, no. Haste lasts only a minute. I just checked the spell.
Yeah. Don't worry. She's done these sorts of trips before. It's alright.
If you say so.
Mm-hmm. Right. I go down to the kitchen, get some food, eat some food.
Mm-hmm.
Bathroom break, all those things. Open a window so Thea can get out.
That is an important step, yeah.
Important step, yeah.
Just spent the first, like, hour of it scratching at the front door.
So, yeah, I am going to cast my senses into... Thea, so I see through her eyes and hear through her ears and instruct her to fly up the coast to the fort and look around along the coast and there for any smugglers' coves, any secret entrances along the shoreline.
Okay. Give me an investigation for Thea, please.
Is this investigation or is it perception?
I think it's whichever one you prefer.
Okay, Thea's much better at perception, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Because this isn't really sort of flying into every nook and cranny, it's more from a bird's eye view, what can we see? So, we'll see. Those aren't great rolls. That's 10 total.
So there's definitely some potential spots. Around the fort and on the coastline going up to it, but you don't really see anything that you see it and go, yes, this is the spot.
Okay. So we definitely need to do some more in-depth investigation and to work out exactly which of these is likely to be the one. Okay. I summon fear back and return my senses to myself. Okay. Got some candidates, but I think it's going to be a bit of sort of going through and investigating, really. I don't think I found an obvious candidate, so... but some likely ones, some potential ones, so...
Well, it narrows down a search.
Yeah. How do we feel about boat trip tomorrow?
As long as we take the picnic. I think that's fine by me.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Should be interesting.
Are we going to go early in the morning, then? Shall we have a nice rest and head off while the sun is dawning?
I think that sounds like a good idea. More daylight we've got to search, the better.
Then I shall see you all on the morrow. Bright and early. Don't worry, I will pack the picnic.
Amazing. Great. Thank you, Hal. And have a good rest.
Well.
Okay. And another long rest it is.
Hal's going to be up at before the crack of dawn to go out to the early markets to get some nice little foods and things to make a little picnic of it.
Yeah, you can get some goodies.
I'm expecting a full description of this picnic when we get to picnic time.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have not shied away from food descriptions, and I love it.
Printed menu.
Yes.
I want to do more with food stuff, honestly. It's very fun for me.
Yeah.
The temptation to just, if something happens to sauces, to just drag my chef Herringon into this as a backup character. I've already played her, but I want to have an excuse to do food shit.
Entirely valid.
How much are you spending on this picnic? I just need to know.
Hang on. Let me double check my purse.
How much money does Hal have is the question I think we should be asking.
436 gold.
Holy shit!
So
wow, what an expensive picnic.
She'll probably spend like... How many of us are the four? Plus Alma, of course. Who needs
plus Alma.
Well.
Plus the
Thea. Yeah, she'll spend like 30 gold on this.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
That's a lot of picnic.
And as you're coming back from the market, can you make me a perception roll, please?
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh. 17 on the die for a 15.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her.
I'm so proud.
Yeah, you don't notice anything.
Yeah. She's having a great day. She's admiring people's gardens as she passes. She's like chatting with the market stall owners as they pop out. She's walking through the dimly lit back streets all alone with absolutely nobody else there. Having a great time.
Oh dear.
And before the rest of us are awake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She only gets lost three times. Like
so this proud of her improving.
Hal stresses me out so much.
She doesn't stress herself out, so...
All right. Shall we go hire a boat?
That would probably be helpful.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be rent a boat?
Rent, hire, same difference?
Yes, same.
I suppose.
Close enough.
Is there a difference?
I don't think there's...
I always thought
I use them pretty interchangeably.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like fairly interchangeable.
Yeah.
I always thought the connotation was you rent an object slash vehicle, you hire a person ish.
No, you can hire
a van.
You can hire a vehicle.
Yeah. Huh. You can hire a vehicle.
Guess I never heard it in that context.
Mm-hmm. That's alright.
Maybe it's British people being weird.
If I remember rightly, it's actually more the other way around. Like, you hire a vehicle, but you rent a building.
Mm.
Fair. Though I generally hear this in, you're hired for this job.
Oh, yeah. Meanings.
Yeah.
English.
Woo.
Because I guess either way, you're like, you're paying money to temporarily use either a thing or a person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think you're using a person.
Language is complicated.
Depends on the type of person.
Oh boy.
And the job.
Depends on the job.
Okay.
Not unpacking that right now. Let's go get a boat.
Boats.
I am very sorry, but I am not.
Boat.
Yeah. There are indeed some small boats for hire.
Mm-hmm. How much does it cost to hire a boat for a day? Or two? Per day?
It's just for a basic... Yeah, it's got sails, but it's not like a full yacht.
Mm.
It's 3 silver per person per day.
Per person, not per boat. Interesting.
Not per boat?
They make more money this way.
Capitalism. Mia, I need to high-five you for that. I can't.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, sentiment.
A high-five to the camera.
Yes.
Bum.
There we go.
There we go.
And yeah, you're led right to the end of the dock to a specific boat and told you can take this one out.
Okay, amazing. Right.
Okay.
Pay my 3 silver.
Are we renting for 1 or 2 days? Because like, if we get delayed coming back...
We can always cover the cost then, I guess.
Yeah.
The boat owner would rather you paid in advance.
Yeah.
Should we? Let's rent for a couple days then, just in case.
Yeah, if we rent it for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then we come back on the same day, we can just have a fun little boat ride tomorrow.
Yeah.
For funsies, as long as we're not traumatized by water.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, 6 silver.
Cool. 6 silver.
Okay. Are you ready for sailing?
I hope so.
Nautical adventure, here we go.
Going on a trip on our favourite nautical ship.
Does this boat have a name?
Gertrude.
This boat does have a name. It's called the Hungry Otter.
Nice.
Adorable. Aww, I love it.
Adorable.
Got a little painting of two otters holding hands on the side.
Aww.
So cute.
I'm stealing this boat.
Don't say that out loud in front of the owner.
It was out of character. It's fine.
Yeah. We'll say it out loud after we set off.
Yeah. Like, wait till we're out of earshot of the docks, surely.
I hope you realise I've been entirely distracted for the last 5 minutes looking up various different picnic offerings that I can put into the
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
I love that for
entirely
you.
Entirely valid.
I love that for you.
Nothing important was said.
No.
No.
Now I'm hungry, though. And mm-hmm. I just ate.
Soz.
Fair!
Wait, no, something important was said. That the boat is called the Hungry Otter and the
yes.
otter's holding
oh,
hands.
Yes,
that's
yes,
important
that,
information.
Yes,
that
yes.
got into my notes, don't worry.
Excellent.
I have my priorities.
Good. Off we sail then.
And the cost of 6 silver for 2 days per person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is removed.
Because capitalism jazz hands.
Woo.
I mean, it's more just commerce than full capitalism.
Fair. But capitalism I loathe.
Why is it per person if it's the same amount of boat?
They want more money from us.
Yeah.
You're paying for the experience.
More likely to sink in it.
Speaking of, actually...
Oh, boy.
No, that's
oh, no.
the worst
no, no.
transition. Terrifying transition.
What do we roll to sail?
Okay.
I mean, it's less that and more as you get out onto the water. You don't notice at first, but by the time you're approaching the fort, the ship is actively sinking.
Okay, Rumpel Jerry is from a sailing culture. Would she know how to help with this?
Make me an intelligence roll with advantage.
Cool, cool.
I think Sorcerer's just straight up panicking.
Okay. What's my int mod? 19.
This doesn't feel like, oh hey, there's a small leak in the boat. This feels like the boat is falling apart.
We have been scammed?
And if you go down below deck, yeah, some of the the caulking between the planks has been removed.
Oh.
Sabotage.
Either this is sabotage or a scam, but, can I try to use Ray of Frost to freeze over the patches?
Potentially in a moment, but first I would like you to roll initiative, please.
Oh, no.
That's right, it's time to fight a boat.
No, our worst enemy.
Fuck. No! Ugh. That's shit. That's awful.
14.
6.
Oh, no.
9.
7 for Hal.
Beautiful. Beautiful job, everyone.
We're doing great.
R.I.P.
We're so good at this.
What? We're not on guard. We're on a boat. It's fine.
I'll be first, I guess. Unless whatever is fighting us. Hopefully.
The boat is always alert.
No, you will be first. You don't know what is happening or even that there's something to fight. But you get to go first.
Woo! Okay. I want to use Ray of Frost to try to freeze over the holes to stop the leaking.
Okay, so you cast Ray of Frost.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Unfortunately, what happens is the water in the planks expands and it ends up popping out more of the caulking. Now you're sinking faster.
Fuck. Fuck.
Is that a leveled spell, Ray of Frost, or is that a cantrip?
No. Ray of Frost is a cantrip.
Cool.
Boom, blade, friendly fire, mage, hand, mending. Fuck. Mending is a fucking minute. I don't have that time. I don't have... What bonus actions do I have? Sorcery points, connection, dash, disengage, or hide, stay in. I think... I don't know. Yeah, I don't really have anything to do, so I'll just try to stay above the water.
Mm-hmm. So Rumpeljerry is below deck, everyone else is on deck.
Mm.
Okay.
I think Hal's happily preparing food in the galley for the picnic, completely unaware of what's happening.
You're completely unaware of what's happening until an enormous crab claw rises out of the water and snips off the front of the boat.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Well, fuck.
Sorsha.
It's not a plan. That's not ideal. Okay. Okay. Oh, God. What do I have? What can I do? Can I see any of the crab or just the claw?
Gone back below the water.
So I can't see it.
You can't, but you have a vague idea of where it is.
Okay. Is there land anywhere?
Yeah, you're about maybe 60 feet out from the coast.
Okay. If the coast is 12 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
What time is the crab at?
4.
Oh, okay. Okay, so not quite... I can get us closer, but probably not to it. Because my thought is, if I cast Thunderwave in the direction of the crab, would the force be able to send us towards land or just away from the crab?
I don't think Thunderwave is powerful enough to do that.
Okay.
It do not push you backward.
Okay. Because my thought was, because it can push unsecured objects away, can it push us away? Okay, can I cast Dancing Lights under the water to make the crab more visible?
You can try it.
I'm going to try that. I'm just going to cast Dancing Lights to make 4 orbs appear, sort of evenly-ish spread out in the direction the crab claw disappeared down.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see it more clearly?
You can now see the silhouetted outline of an enormous crab.
Cool. That should be helpful for the others. Who was next? Because I'll give you bardic inspiration. How can have some bardic inspiration?
Thank you.
So that's a 1d6.
Cool.
How?
So, putting it out there, team, Hau has very little to, like, help the boat in this, or the sinking situation. And considering we only have 2/3 of a boat left,
putting it mildly, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I have ideas. I just need an action to fix that next turn, maybe. Hopefully. Okay. Please.
Well, I think the silver was a, if you'll pardon me, a sunk cost.
It's pretty good.
So, this crab is now glowing. Does it... I am not the person to be asking this.
It's not glowing, it's just surrounded by lights.
Yes, illuminated.
You can see where it is.
Silhouetted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not the right person to ask, but I've just been probably chopping some crab in the bloody kitchen. is this like a carjon? Like a giant carjon? Or is it just like a really big crab?
Give me a nature roll.
That is a 15.
This is not a carjon.
Okay.
If you like to, you can also give me a history roll.
Oh. Better at them. That's a 27.
So this is essentially a cryptid.
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh. Oh boy.
The rumor goes that many years ago, some wizards were employed by the royal family to create...
Of course a wizard did it.
Hey.
...greater defences for the city in case of a naval attack. And what they ended up creating was an enormous magical crab.
Oh boy.
Of course they did.
Naturally.
Why wouldn't they? We've had teacup tarasks, now giant crabs.
What else would you do?
I sometimes really wonder what some of my fellow wizards were actually thinking.
Well, they were probably on wizard juice.
Okay.
Wizard juice is fantasy LSD.
Yeah. It makes you see gods.
Yeah. Would it be an action to recall all this?
No, I think you see it and you're like, oh shit.
Oh no.
It's Snippy.
Okay, great.
So, fuck Slender Man.
In which case, I think I am going to just lob a spell at it. This is the way. I think that's slightly more useful than a bless. Yeah, I'm gonna guiding bolt it. So, ba-ba-ba. 18 to hit.
That hits.
Fourteen. Radiant damage, and it is glowing, so the next attack against it has advantage.
Wonderful. Could you roll for me a D100 and a D10?
A D100 and a D10. In that
oh,
order.
Oh no.
Either order.
Oh no.
69. Nice.
Nice.
And a 6.
Just side note, I love Hau sort of like that. All of us saying that came at exactly the same time, and it sounded so good.
Amazing.
I thought I started a little before anyone else, which makes sense because I know exactly what that means, as I'm the one who rolls that.
Hau, you feel magically compelled to dodge.
Okay.
Okay.
You just kind of hit the deck.
Yeah, I go prone.
Yeah.
That's me.
I mean, that makes sense given the giant fuck off crab.
Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah.
Will.
Okay. I see the giant fuck off crab. Mm-hmm. I see the boat rapidly taking on water. I'm just going to yell to anyone, hey, is anyone not fancy a swim right now?
I think Hau calls back, oh, goodness, somebody save the food!
While lying, like...
Yeah.
You're not prone, you're supine. Like, face down.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think how has a good point. I can swim.
Y'all can swim?
Can go swim.
Most mammals have an innate sense of swimming.
Oh, yeah, Sasha swam before.
Yeah. Sasha can swim is more the really important thing.
Okay, fine. I go into the kitchen, I pick up as much of the food as I can carry, and I'm going to dimension door with that to the shore.
Cool. Give me a D100 and a D10, please.
Oh, boy.
I do want to ask, did Hal bring, like, a basket to put all the picnic food in?
Yeah, so, like, there's a basket with, like, nice blankets. It's like a proper wicker basket.
Very not waterproof.
Okay, I'm now on the shore. Okay, so the D100 rolled a 7 and the D10 rolled a 5.
Huh. Interesting.
This is a fun coincidence. You fall flat on your back.
Probably straight on. Like, what kind of shore is this? Is this rocky? Is this sandy?
It's pebbles.
Oh no.
Let's call that 3 bludgeoning damage, shall we?
Yeah, it is.
That's very valid.
Yeah, that's definitely 3 bludgeoning damage. Ow!
Wow, the well magic really said lie the fuck down.
Go the fuck to sleep.
Bitch, shit down.
Sit right foot back down.
Rumpel Jerry, you feel a familiar tingle in the air.
Where's the arcane... fuck. The arcane discharger is charged.
Point it at the crab.
I gave you a second one.
Oh, yes, of course. I get the second one ready.
You just hear yelling from the shore.
There's also the option of randomly discharging the other one and seeing what happens.
Oh, God. I think I would probably have understood from the commotion something is attacking us. Mm-hmm. Is the crab still illuminated? Or is it glowing?
It's glowing from the guiding bolt, for sure.
Yeah, the crab is glowing.
Okay.
But it is still under the water at the moment.
Yeah. I could do Chaos Bolt, which is to hit. It just says creature within range. It does not say that you see. But though my other was Shatter under the water, way bigger of a splash, I think I'll do Chaos Bolt. And you said with advantage to hit?
From Guiding Bolt, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm casting Chaos Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was out of the tray. Okay, 13 plus 8 is 21.
21 hits.
Wonderful, wonderful. So that is 2d8, and I have to denote one for the damage, plus 3d6. So 1d6, 2d6, 3d6. Where are my d8s? I can't find anything in this dice pack. 1d8, you'll do damage. Or I should probably read it for damage, is weird. 2d8. Choose one of the d8s, the number rolled at that die. If you roll the same number on both d8s, the chaotic energy leaps from target to a different creature of your choice within 30 feet of it. Make a new attack roll against a new target and make a new damage roll. Cause chaotic energy to leap again. Okay. 2, so that's cold, and the other is not the 2. So, okay, frost damage. 8, 10, 13, 14 frost damage. Underwhelming results.
Okay. The crab is going to rise out of the water.
Wait, don't I need to do the wild magic thing?
It's not every time.
Oh, it's not.
Those first two were just really unlucky.
Oh,
and my own personal wild magic, because it's a leveled spell, of course. Which would be really funny.
Yes, you do your regular world magic roll, yeah.
Yeah.
9.
No, you do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I rolled it. God's fucking damn it.
German joke.
I'm not even German.
No, I know, but it's still
it's a bit.
It's the thought that counts. Yes, it's the bit.
To the bit.
Yeah. So Snippy is going to do a snip.
Snippy.
Snippy.
I think it's going to have to be Sorsha, because Sorsha is the one who is on deck and standing up.
I mean, I also ran up to deck. Like, I heard there was commotion and ran up to deck.
Ah, yes.
Like, I gotta know what I'm attacking.
I'm still gonna go for Sorsha. So that is a hit. And I should have got my d8s out before this. Sorsha, take 24 bludgeoning damage and you are grappled.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, okay. Grappled, you say?
Yep.
Terrible.
But the good news is, it's now your turn.
Okay. Okay, what can I do while I'm grappled? She becomes zero, can't benefit from any bonuses.
You can attack, and you can try and escape.
Okay. Cool. Crab's made of crab.
Crab is made of crab.
Sorry, I was looking at my spells and I saw heat metal, because that would be my default if someone had grabbed me, but that's not going to be metal because the crab is made of crab.
You have not just been grabbed, but also crabbed.
I have been crabbed.
The grab crab.
Yeah. Do we think the crab is wise, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think they tend to be the most intelligent creatures.
That's a different stat.
No, but it's not intelligent, it's
true.
And we know everything returns to crab, so...
But, like, then there's the whole crabs in bucket thing, which leads me to think probably not that wise.
True, true.
But also, I would argue crabs are quite good at surviving, and survival is wisdom, if I remember correctly.
Can they survive, or do things just keep turning into them?
I mean, two of you have spent time living in the wilderness. You've probably gone crabbing at some point. Would you like to make a nature to see if you know the stats of a crab?
If you mean me, I would not, because I do not eat fish.
That depends. Is it going to cost me my action?
No, this is just to see if you, Sorsha, know.
Cool. Do I know how wise a crab is? You say nature?
Yeah, what do you know of crabs?
What do I know of crabs? 15.
Crabs' intelligence is pretty average. Not intelligence, wisdom, sorry.
Okay.
Intelligence is dog shit.
So they don't have any spells that require an intelligence save, so I'm gonna go with Dissonant Whispers.
Dissonant Whispers the crab.
Just gonna make crab boat noises in its head.
Excellent. What noise does a crab even make? I've never heard a crab make a noise.
The noise of, like, snipping pincers, I guess.
Oh, threatening.
Oh, I thought you said crab boat, like someone trying to catch a crab to instill terror.
Oh, true. Yeah. You know, I'm going to make threatening crab noises at it in its head.
Wonderful.
Please do a wisdom save for me.
That's a 3.
Amazing. It needed to be to 15.
Snippy is not wise.
So, failed save, 3d6 psychic damage, and must use this reaction if available to move as far away from me as it can.
Okay.
That is 10 psychic damage?
Mm-hmm.
Psychic, is it?
This is Whispers psychic, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, must use this reaction if available to move as far as the speed allows away from me.
So it drops you, you land it in the ocean.
Yeah.
And it swims 40 feet away.
Cool. I'm going to use as much as my movement as I can to swim towards the shore. However, I don't know how walking speed translates into swimming speed.
I think it's just half, isn't it?
Yeah, halved if you don't have a swim speed.
Okay.
Do you not yet have the surface walking thing? Is that level 10?
Surface walking?
Bear in mind Sorsha's multi-class as well.
Oh, yeah.
What is surface walking? Oh, is that a monk thing?
Monks get to run on the surface of water. It's very funny.
Let me see.
Just like Naruto.
I was about to say, it sounds like monk shit, yeah.
I can't see anything about it.
No, it's high level with your multi-class, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. So 45 turns into 22, if we're rounding down,
mm-hmm.
of swim speed towards the shore.
Cool. Ow. You're on a sinking boat.
It's true. And the shore's like 60 feet away?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what I will do is trust everyone to do their best themselves. Now that the food has been saved, we can look after the people. So I'm going to jump on Alma's back. I'm going to cast Haste on myself, which also hits Alma. I'm going to use the extra action to channel Divinity Peerless Athlete, which basically gives me advantage on all the athletics, acrobatics, carry, push, drag, lift, etc. Jumps are doubled. Peerless athleticism, right? She's incredible. We're just going to fucking go for it. Aura of Alacrity means that Alma's base movement is 50 feet. Haste makes it 100 feet. And Alma can double dash. So we're going to go 150 feet. 60 of that is halved. So I can hopefully get on land.
Yeah, if I'm mathsing that right, you can get to land.
Yeah, because she uses 120 feet and then I have 30, or then she has 30 feet left once she's on land. Et voila.
Impressive.
Mm.
Amazing.
Well.
Okay, so how far is the crab away from the shore at this point?
Oh, you're making me do trigonometry now.
You said Pythagoras wouldn't be useful outside of school.
I never said that.
Come on, it's Okatoa, don't worry.
I'm a mathematician, of course I'm making you do trig. Come on. If the crab was 60 feet away from shore at where our boat was and then it swam 40 feet away from Sorsha, which direction did it swim in?
Yeah, it's not a right angle triangle now, think about it. You know what, I'm just going to say a number and decide that that's correct, because you don't know what direction it swam in.
Yeah.
Do you?
I'm going to say 80 feet.
80 feet, okay. Swam at an angle. Okay, right. That's still within good casting range of some of my spells. Like, for instance, can I see it from where I am on the shore?
Yeah, because I think it's still got the guiding... Does it still have the guiding bolt?
No, that got used by Chaos Bolt.
Yeah.
Oh, in which case you can't because it's gone back under the water.
Does it still have the fairy fire, dancing lights sort of stuff?
I think because of the amount of damage, I wouldn't have been able to roll
okay.
higher than the half damage.
Okay. Fair dues. Okay.
But that's dropped.
Right, I need to look at...
I don't know, because half of the damage you took would only be 12, wouldn't it?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Plus 10, so it's 22.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's not plus 10.
It's not 10 plus half, it's 10 or half, whichever's higher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fair.
So, yeah, give me a con save.
Con save.
Wait, is it save or check?
Save.
Save.
Oh, wait, no, it's the same number. Oh, dirty 20! So, yeah, that's so still up.
It does still have dancing.
Amazing! Wonderful! Okay.
Brilliant.
Well, the issue is the lights only illuminate 10 feet, right? And it swam 40 feet away.
Oh, that is a good point.
Yeah, true. So...
There's still dancing lights near the future shipwreck.
We know where it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. In which case, I'm going to cast a guiding bolt at second level. And let's see if it hits or not, because this is a spell attack. It's 120 foot range, so that should still be within range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is 18 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, 5d6 radiant damage then. So that is 14 radiant damage, and the next attack roll made against the target before the end of my next turn has advantage because it's now got like sort of glittery stuff around it. Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm also going to sort of have a... I'm also going to call back to the ship. You're good?
I mean, it's Rumpeljerry on the ship and Saoirse in the water.
Yeah.
I am on a sinking ship. No, I am not per se good, but I'll get off soon enough, hopefully.
Okay, if you need any help, let me know. I can come back and bring you back, okay?
I would like to keep my magic open. This is not really... I can't really hit it normally, but I might be able to hit it better from the ship. We'll see.
We'll see.
And it is your turn, Rumpeljerry.
Cool. So, how far would you say it is from the ship, with it now being illuminated?
From the ship, it's 40 feet.
Wonderful. Yeah, that is in range of Shatter. So I want to cast Shatter at third level, centered on the crab, so there's just a big, big loud bang underwater, possibly like one of those huge clouds of like when something explodes underwater.
Excellent. Love that.
Which is not an attack roll. Give me a con save. And because it's not an attack roll, the Guiding Bolt should still be active after this.
That is a dirty 20.
That passes. Half as much damage on a successful save. So, 1, 2... Oh, I should have grabbed these d8s before. 3 d8s, though you're bad to read. There. Dare I say too many dice?
No.
Touché. Fair enough. Then I will not. 12, 14, 16, half to 8 thunder damage.
Okay.
Wow, not really not rolling well. Huh. It does specify a creature made of inorganic materials, such as stone, crystal, or metal. Is it still a normal crab, or is it somehow transformed into just a shell or whatever?
It's an organic crab.
Drat.
And I mean, shell would be an organic material anyway.
Touché. So yeah?
And it's going to use its turn to just keep swimming away, so I think we can call that the end of combat.
Rolling for my wild magic surge. 11.
No more wild magic today.
I think maybe it's at this point that Will realizes that he just cast his first cleric spell, I think.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Oh, is Guiding Bolt a cleric only spell?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I take some offence to that statement.
Touché.
It's not a cleric only spell, because how cast... Here's the thing, how cast it moments before, so I wonder
if
it was kind
true,
of a...
But it is a non-wizard spell.
Yes.
It's a warp spell.
Yeah.
So,
like, I think Will at this moment's having a moment of, wait, what? Huh.
Hal rushes over Alma twice as fast as normal. Will, did you save the food? Is the food all right?
Yeah. Food's all fine. Food's all here.
No, thank goodness. Let me check it all.
Meanwhile, Saoirse swims up, having been snipped.
Oh, she'll be fine.
Yes, the food's fine. She sort of shakes all over.
Yeah, the boat's not so... Just sort of watched a boat sinking in the distance. I don't think we're getting any deposit back.
Hal will check that the food's okay and then lay on hand Saoirse for 20. How much do you need?
If they wanted a deposit back, they should have asked for a deposit.
Mm, true.
I want tomorrow's boat payment back.
Yeah.
Paid for 2 bloody days and we didn't even get one.
Uh-huh. Yep, that was remarkably quick to disintegrate.
Because it was... There was something wrong with the planks. The corks were missing. So either this was deliberate sabotage, or the boat merchant scammed us. This boat was meant to sink.
Guess that's why there weren't any angry reviews or anything. Fun.
Where would the angry reviews be?
I don't know. Put them on the notice board. Get the city council to go and tell them he's not allowed to sell any more boats. I don't know.
Get put on a broadsheet. Every every week a different service gets reviews. Everyone knows to look at the broadsheets, clearly.
Yeah.
Fantasy TripAdvisor.
The sentient TripAdvisor owl who lives in every city.
They've got, like, some anonymous journalists who go around all the different taverns and inns and stuff and write about what the food was like and stuff like that.
Do they also make cartwheels?
Yeah, works for a cartwheel company.
Yes, they make cartwheels too.
Michelin is wild.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Did we specify that we got off, or because I assume I just swam over or something?
Yeah, I think it's fair to assume that you also swam over to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alas, poor Rumpelcherry. Sometimes I still think I can hear her voice.
Quit telling everyone I'm dead.
She's right there.
She's right there, how? She's just soaked.
Gone too soon.
She sort of physically turns house to look at Rumpelcherry.
I wave.
Ew, you got off the boat.
Honestly, this reminds me of the illusionary chasm incident. Anyway.
Oh, that was also traumatic, yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, we're all here and we're all alive, which is the important thing.
Yes.
Yes. And I think it's the perfect time for a picnic.
I'd say so too.
Yeah.
Everyone okay mentally too?
Yeah, I'm alright. A little startled by the whole giant magical crab, but otherwise I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm cold and wet. I'm going to make a campfire.
That's fair.
Do you want me to teach you my trick for that magic fire I use?
Ooh.
If I make a small one, I can press the digitated on fire and then I can just add stuff to it.
That's fair.
I'm willing to learn if you're willing to teach. It might take a little time to try and see if I can... see if there's a way I can transcribe it into sort of the runes and technical stuff that I use for my wizard spells, but...
I mean, I guess it's similar-ish magic,
yeah.
And it does sound like something a wizard would do. It's quite simple. It just requires a piece of flint.
Yep.
And she just grabs a piece of flint from a satchel that she would always have on hand.
Yeah.
So, if we call this a short rest...
Yep. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see what happens next time.
Mm-hmm.
Tales of Borterra is created and GM'd by Liz Blake, with editing by Mario Panaghetti, and featuring music by Nick Blake. Check out morterra.tumblr.com for more information on the world of Morterra, links to episode transcripts, and to join our Discord community. If you'd like to help support the show, you can back us at patreon.com/morterra.
Thank you for playing. I hope you enjoyed your sabotaged boat and Snippy the Wild Magic Crab.
Yes.
So you confirm it was sabotage, not a scam. Ha ha!
I mean, it seems like you'd figured that out.
I think of the reviews.
I was keeping my options open. I would not put it behind it, but yeah. Like, I did say it was one of two options.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the first time we've gone back to a newspaper and called someone out, so, you know, that's always an option when we go back to town.
But yeah, thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you for DMing.
Thank you, Liz, for DMing.
Thank you for DMing. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And hopefully next time we will begin an honest-to-goodness dungeon crawl.
Oh, boy.
Dungeon!
Dungeon!